Powell River Villa lost 5-1 to Vic West FC in Victoria on Saturday, December 3, and failed to garner a point in the Vancouver Island Soccer League, VISL, Division 1 standings. "We didn't get off to a great start," said Chris McDonough, Villa's manager. "Vic West scored early, at 7 minutes, but we were able to answer them fairly quickly with a goal from Patrick Osakabi Green at 16 minutes on a good passing play. Vic West scored again at 25 minutes, and we went into halftime down one goal." Vic West then kept Villa mostly pinned in their end for the second half, and scored three more goals, at 65, 66, and 81 minutes, to finish off the game. "We didn't play too badly in the second half, but we gave the ball away too easily, and we were not consistent," said Tony Leach, Villa's coach. Vic West is a strong team, and they've recently recruited several players from the University of Victoria, which has only made them stronger. McDonough and Leach praised Osakabi Green, who has had 3 goals in his 2 games for Villa since the club signed him 2 weeks ago. "Patrick is dangerous down the right side," said McDonough. "Nick Vant Schip and Richard Chico Murphy were also good on the back line. And on our offense, Ori Fisher, Griffin Leach, and Callum Lindstrom, put in a good effort." Villa returns home for its final match of the 2022 portion of the VISL schedule this weekend, depending on weather conditions. Third place Gorge FC will travel to Timberlane Park on Saturday, December 10, with the kickoff scheduled for 1:30 p.m. Tickets will be available at the gate. "We have a few players back this weekend who were missing last weekend, including Nico Cristante, Joel Harry and Matt Lichtnes," said Leach. "We are only 4 points back of Bays United for 8th place, and that is our focus for the rest of the season." Gorge FC, 23 points, sits 3rd in Division 1 standings behind 1st place Lakehill, 35, and 2nd place Vic West, 27. Victoria Highlanders are 4th with 21 points, followed by Westcastle, 16, Nanaimo United FC, 14, and Cowichan Axis FC, 13. Bays United, 12, Villa, 8, and Comox Valley United FC, 6, are currently in the relegation zone. After the holiday season break, Villa will return to action on the road in Victoria against Bays United on January 14. Nanaimo United will provide the opposition for the first home game in the new year on January 21, 2023, at Timberlane Park.